This podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Corey Higher Education Council. For over 30 years, the Corey Higher Education Council's mission has been to empower individuals and strive to create a competitive workforce. The high ed plays a vital role in the Corey area. Here's Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Corey Higher Education Council, along with a special guest.
A little over a year ago, we started this podcast to help us tell the story of what is happening at the Corey Higher Education Council. This has been a great opportunity to talk with the people who have made a difference here in our Corey community and surrounding areas. I'm excited to talk with this month's guest who will help the Corey High Ed start a new chapter. Welcome to the show, Bradley Kalija, the new executive director of Linden Point Development Corporation. Welcome, Brad.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me, Matthew.
So Brad, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you come to be the executive director at Linden Point?
So I grew up in Sharpsville, which is a small town in Mercer County, graduated and then went off to college down at Point Park University in Pittsburgh. So an athletic scholarship down there, and then picked up a undergrad in accounting and a MBA in data analytics. From there, I worked in wealth management on the investment analyst side, as well as a relationship manager, which exposed me into a number of different worlds, one of which was sort of this high net worth collectibles art realm, where I then stepped into the entrepreneurial space. So I was part of a startup that raised venture funding, as well as started to venture on my own, where I was doing the appraisals and work along those lines for some of these high net worth clients. And then the venture startup had data and machine learning that utilized artificial intelligence to take auction results and prices and effectively create a Bloomberg per se, or a Morningstar for those familiar with the finance industry, but for these more nuanced categories like collectible cars and things like that. From there, as that company was exited, I had moved back to Mercer County. That startup was based in New York and I was in Pittsburgh. My wife and I, who's also from Mercer County and from Sharpsville, we moved back to the Valley, and I just started to connect with people up in this area. So whether, you know, it was Brian Slaywin at Ben Franklin, I had attended some events that he was holding down this way, as well as just started to network with the eCenter at Linden Point to see about being an advisor for startups or stepping into that space. And that's when I had learned that the previous executive director, Jeff Meyer, was going to be stepping down and retiring. So went through that process, an interview process, presented sort of a strategic plan for Linden Point and our three programs, and then was ultimately hired as the executive director this summer. So, you know, really excited. We really view ourselves as the central piece within the entrepreneurial and technology ecosystem here in Western PA, and especially in Mercer County. So we have the eAcademy, which serves students at the high school level, so seniors in high school who can get entrepreneurship and business training. They get dual enrollment credits for that. It's a one-year program run by our program coordinator over there, Katie Parr. Then we have the eCenter, which is a physical building. It's a LEED certified sustainable building that is a business and technology incubator. So we have a number of portfolio companies. We have companies that currently occupy space here. We offer them a variety of services. We call it our startup stack. So, you know, whether it's legal, tax, customer discovery, support, in terms of finding them potential relationships and partnerships, that's how we support our startups and entrepreneurs here. And then the new program, which was started by Jeff Meyer, the previous executive director, is the Pennsylvania Cybersecurity Center. And so that's the program now that we're looking to grow and develop further.
That's great. What a varied background you have. I have the similar experience working in different places and then coming here and bringing all that with me. I'm sure that helps quite a bit. As I have previously shared with you, our partner here in town, Impact Corey, is nearing the process of getting a fiber network installed throughout the entire city of Corey. This network will allow us to be connected at faster speeds and the possibility of providing remote work in cybersecurity. As you mentioned, you oversee the PA Cybersecurity Center in Hermitage. Tell us a little bit about the synergy that we may have between our two organizations to work together.
No doubt. I think, you know, whenever, I know even before I had come on board, Jeff and our team here had some conversations with Corey High Ed and with some of the schools up towards Erie and up north, where looking to expand that program. So you know, the PA Cybersecurity Center is funded by an ARC Power grant that was awarded a little over a year ago. And as part of that grant, you know, we have to expand this program across 69 high schools in western and northwestern Pennsylvania, up from Lawrence County up through Erie and over into Warren. So there's a number of schools that we need to integrate this into. And what for me in particular, I think it stands out specifically with the Corey High Council is that not only the fact that there are a half dozen schools that fall under and are supported by Corey High Ed, but also, you know, our kind of buzzword, how we describe this program is it's all about community and accessibility. So from a community standpoint, we want to make this available to an underserved area, which starts in Mercer County, but as you know, up in Corey, travels all the way up towards Erie and up north. So building that community, Corey High Ed already has that in place. You have a community right off the bat of the half dozen high schools and school districts and just students within those districts. And then accessibility, which is why we make our class remote. It's why we make any student has access to that class. It's something we can even touch on in terms of some of our partners up your way and different ways that we're keeping any door open for any student who has an interest in cybersecurity. And that goes hand in hand with the fiber network installation, which is at its base. And there's, I know, a lot that goes into building out a network and building out that kind of infrastructure. That is accessibility at its core. It doesn't get, you know, any more important than that if you really want to give a community equal opportunity to the cities or the suburbs or even the less rural areas in general. If you can just get them connected and have access to a program like the PA Cybersecurity Center, where you know, we can certify students in Network Plus, Security Plus, give them an intro course into cybersecurity and just technology in general, introducing them to some of the terms and topics. I think that's really a perfect match between our organization, your organization, in terms of opening up both of those doors between, again, community and accessibility.
Yeah, Brad, I'm really excited about that opportunity and the chance to get to work with you to bring this to high schools and maybe some introduction stuff even in the middle schools. It'll be a difference maker for us here. A lot of the things that we're working on now, we are finding that it is incredibly important to get this information to the high school levels. We think of our world now as interconnected and there's access to everything, but getting to the high schools and giving them this opportunity and introducing it to them is so important because we believe strongly that if you don't, they might pass up this opportunity. And you talked a little bit about the different certifications that you could get. A lot of the employers in this cybersecurity space are looking more for skills and less in the space of maybe a four-year degree. They're looking for those skills. And I think this program does a good job of that.
Yes, and that's one of the things. So recently we had actually Kat came down from Corey High Ed and we hosted at our eCenter the White House's Office of the National Cyber Director, as well as a variety of three-letter agencies, the FBI, Homeland Security, and community leaders. And the cyber director was driving home is the fact that recently the White House has dropped, effectively, they've removed the requirements for four-year degrees for cyber jobs within the government. So at this point, you can have training certifications, maybe an associate's, a two-year path or something, where they are now recognizing exactly like you said, that you don't necessarily need that four-year degree. Obviously, we support the colleges and universities that are also giving them the opportunity to be flexible with their offerings as well, whether that's with a high school student looking to go to college and seeing what the best path is for them, but also for adult learners. We work with one of the other aspects of our program is it's open to really anybody within the community. And so if we have somebody who's interested in stepping into our program at any stage, they can without, you know, any of those kind of traditional barriers being in place. And in cybersecurity, you can easily roll into full-time employment once you get some of those certifications and that skill set under your belt. So that's also what we're assisting with.
And we really appreciate the opportunity and the invitation to come down and kind of contribute to that meeting. I really do appreciate it. I was a little bit bummed. Right before that, I got married, which is a great thing. And we had a family vacation all planned out, and I had to miss that meeting. But I was thinking about it while I was on vacation. I tried not to do too much work, but we do appreciate it. And I know Kat came back with some valuable information.
Yes, that was great to have her and just to participate in a roundtable that we had. the general discussion around building out this cyber ecosystem. And while we are called the Cybersecurity Center, we have a focus on what we would just consider as cyber in general. So that can be artificial intelligence, data analytics, machine learning, sort of this next generation of technology and what that looks like. Something that's beyond traditional software engineering, software development, coding, ones and zeros, but is actually this more, I think, applicable on a forward-looking basis. This is what jobs and businesses and the country in general, if you're looking from a federal government standpoint, that's the demand is going to be in AI, cybersecurity, machine learning, and all of those tools. And that's one of the great things about cybersecurity is it isn't just about the ones and zeros and code, and it's actually also critical thinking and overall general infrastructure within technology. So we think that the skills that students learn here, and why it was great to host the White House and their staff, was we were able to showcase also some of our partners, including Cory High Ed, and some of the opportunities that we're going to be expanding into here over the next 12 months.
Absolutely. Well, I would like to thank you, Brad, for coming on the show today and sharing a little bit about Linden Point Development and the PA Cybersecurity Center and everything that you have going on down there. I can't wait to come down and meet with you and talk a little bit more about what we can get done.
Yes, definitely. Looking forward to it. Really, it's just terrific to see what's happening up your way, developing that fiber network. We fully support that and looking forward to furthering a partnership and just developing really that pipeline between the students that are going through Cory High Ed as well as with the PCC and all of our programs. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the Cory Higher Education Council and Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Cory Higher Education Council. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Cory Higher Education Council. Learn more at CoryHighEd.com. That's CoryHighEd.com.